It has been a pleasant fall day across eastern New York and western New England. Under a blend of sunshine and clouds, temperatures this afternoon are running mainly in the 60s. I think the biggest change for most of us is noticing that change in humidity. From yesterday, when it was moderately humid across the area, the showers and storms came through yesterday afternoon into the evening hours, and now we're seeing the more comfortable, more seasonable fall air across our area today. Unfortunately, we are going to see another shift in the weather coming up tonight as another round of rain is set to come through our area, mainly late this evening through the morning hours of tomorrow, and then those showers will push off to the east. We'll see a high-pressure area build in for the weekend, and right now both Saturday and Sunday are looking pretty nice. So if you have things to do outside, I know there's a lot of different activities that are scheduled across our area coming up for the weekend. The weather's looking great for that. We're talking about pleasant days and seasonably cool nights, so we're definitely getting to that time of year where we need to have the extra blankets ready for the beds, and some of us are getting ready to turn on the heat as well, and certainly that's the trend we're looking at here as we wrap up the month of September coming up over the weekend. Right now, though, we're looking at mainly quiet weather, at least over the next couple of hours. Rain, though, will come in mainly late this evening and then after midnight, so if you do have plans later this evening, and especially after midnight if you happen to have plans, you'll need that umbrella, and some of those showers will linger into tomorrow morning, so look for damp roads across the region during the morning commute. Rain may be briefly heavy, especially from the capital region on south, so there may be some larger puddles on the roads. Of course, those areas also have had quite a bit of rainfall over the past few days, so that may kind of enhance that concern just a little bit into the morning. Rain showers will come to an end, and then we'll see some sunshine break out, first north and west of Albany, but even in the capital region, we should see at least a little bit of sunshine by tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures will be on the cool side, though, running kind of in the neighborhood of 60 across much of our area, maybe a bit milder north and west of the capital region. Then we'll see that quiet weather build in time for the weekend. Again, pleasant days and cool nights. That's the theme for both Saturday and Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some showers developing, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then partial clearing later on with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers developing, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with an early shower, then some clearing later on with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain developing, lows in the 50s. And for tomorrow, cloudy, morning rain tapering off to scattered showers, cool with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain developing, lows in the 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers during the morning, then partial clearing late with highs in the low 60s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and pleasant, with highs in the 60s. And on Sunday, partly sunny and continued pleasant, with highs again in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.